choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Oh, is it this great, huh?
Really?
I'm an old timer. I'm going home.
Oh, no, you're not. You invited me to St. Louis to see you play ball, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
Nah, my biggest fan.
You bet I am. I am looking forward to catching your every hit, every slide, every...
Hey, hey! I don't spit. Hey, look, look,
it's Lou Brock.
Really? Who's that?
Oh, only one of the greatest base stealers in the history of baseball. Huh?
Come on, I'll introduce you. We will like this. Come on. Hey, Lou. Yo, Lou. Lou. Pal o' mine.
Well, you know what they say, the eyes are the first thing to go, you know.
You should know, old timer. Why don't you register us, and I'll go call home and tell them that we arrived safe and sound.
Good idea, good idea. Angela Bauer and Tony Maselli, please.
Thank you.
Hello? Jonathan? I can barely hear you, the music's so loud.
Well, you know how wild she gets when you guys are away. Grandma, turn it down! I never have any fun.
Hey, it's Mom.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hey, Angela, what's up?
Oh, the plane flight was great, and the hotel is gorgeous. Oh, and guess what? I saw baseball great Lou Brock.
So, maybe if you're really lucky, you'll run into Ricky Mantle.
Could I please speak to Sam alone?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure, dear. Go ahead.
Sam, don't let her keep playing the music loud like that. You'll never get your studying done for finals on Monday. Be firm. Remember, you're in charge.
Gotcha. Tell Dad to hit one into the bleachers for me.
Gotcha. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Mona, you heard what Angela said.
Here's 20 bucks. Go away.
You got it. I'll be at the library.
Grandma, you're incorrigible. Here's another 10. Take the boy with you.
Hey, you look great. Hey, you look great.
Hey, we're all still full of it.
Oh, man. Hey, my Davy, Tony.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Uh-oh, here comes Bona. Oh.
Hey, Tony, look who's coming over to say hi, your old bunkmate.
Oh, Stevie G, huh?
Yes, again.
Betty.
Hi, Batman. Well, I knew if I came to enough of these things, you'd show up sooner or later.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
Well, you look great.
Yeah, you look great, too. So, you're still following the cards, huh?
From town to town. Each time they score, I'm there.
No, guys, stay.
I know why. We got a lot of old times to catch up on. Remember?
Betty, please, Betty. Betty, let's just talk like people, you know. How's your mother?
Dead. Make me feel better.
Betty. Betty, wait a minute. You don't understand. I'm not here by myself.
Oh, who'd you bring a date?
Well, not exactly.
What, your girlfriend?
Well, actually, I'm here with my...
Tony, I just spoke to Mother, and she and the kids are doing fine. Your wife?
My wife?
Holy matrimony, Batman!
Batman?
Yeah, Angela, my wife. Yes, Angela, I want you to meet Betty Randall. This is Angela Maselli, my wife. Did I mention she's my wife?
Repeatedly.
Hey, honey, meet Tony's wife.
Oh, well, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, how long have you two been married?
Oh, well, actually, we're newlyweds.
You wouldn't believe how newly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Butthead, Davey, Mike, Pam, this is my blushing bride, Angela.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was spoken for. Well, congratulations. You got yourself some guy here. But I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, you, didn't do so bad yourself there, Tony.
Yeah, well, my wife, I think I'll keep her.
Your rooms are ready.
Oh, good.
What, your rooms?
Rooms. Oh, no, there must be some mistake because we ordered a suite.
If you'll excuse me, I'm just dying to be alone with my husband, if you know what I mean.
Well, here you are, Mr. and Mrs. Maselli, our best suite.
Oh, well, that's great, because, you know, nothing's too good for the little woman. let's see, here you go. You're a fine boy, and, you know, you look a little bit like the ex-prez.
Well, thanks a lot.
Tony.
Yeah?
Open communication is important in a marriage. So what the hell is going on?
Come on, Angela, I knew you were going to ask that question.
A, who is Betty? And B, why did you tell her we were married?
Well, A, she's just a girl. And B, because it came out in the heat of the moment. Well, I mean, not that there was any heat, and it really wasn't much of a moment.
What is going on between you?
Well, nothing. I can't help it if she's attracted to me. I mean, hey, some women are, you know. And I also can't help it if she can't take no for an answer.
Aw, poor baby. Did the little sexy woman scare you?
Repeatedly. Oh, look, I know this sounds crazy, but now that she thinks we're married, she backed off, and I didn't even have to hurt her feelings.
Oh, so, this is a humanitarian effort.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's very sensitive of you, Caped Crusader.
Now, Angela, come on, you're being sarcastic, and I must say, it's not pretty, Angela. And anyway, I didn't do this just for her, I did it for us.
For us?
Sure, I don't want anything to spoil our weekend.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Give an old-timer a break, huh?
Well, I suppose it wouldn't kill me to play your wife.
Great. Angela Bauer, will you marry me?
I do.
Who? Oh, this is great. My wife is going to be out there watching me play baseball, huh? Honey, would you get me a beer? Oh, look. Look what's on cable.
What?
The Way We Were. I love that movie.
You like The Way We Were? I didn't know that.
Darling. You know, we have a lifetime to learn these things about each other. I got a great idea.
What?
See, we'll order from room service, we'll settle in, and we'll spend a nice quiet evening in together.
I can't think of a better way to spend a night.
Well, I can, but we're just pretending here. Who is it?
It's the manager. You're in the honeymoon suite and no one's heard any noises yet. What's not going on in there?
Come on in, guys.
Angela, can we borrow the Batman here for a quick drink?
What about dinner, darling?
Well, I'll eat when I get back, Snookums.
That's you, butthead.
Well, I'll eat when I get back, Snookums.
All right, I'm coming.
All right, bye.
This is like my first honeymoon night.
That's amazing.
Oh, no. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
So, Betty, you want to dance?
No, thanks, Davy. I only dance to that tune with one guy, and he's married.
Come on, Tony, show us your moves here.
Guys, wait. You know, I hung up the dancing shoes a long time ago, and really, I should be getting back up.
Come on, here. Don't make him if he doesn't want to.
Oh, he won't.
No. Yeah,
come on, Tony, remember how to do it, huh?
Oh, God, will you please? I guess one dance, huh? It's starting to come back.
Holy ballroom, Batman.
Hi, honey. Dinner ready? Oh, Angela, please let me in. Come on, let's not blow this out of proportion.
How could you humiliate me like that? All those guys think I'm your bride. And there you are, tongue wrestling with Betty Boop.
So, you're mad? Angela, come on. It was just one little kiss.
Is this part of Tony's humanitarian effort?
Oh, come on, Angela. Let's lighten up. It's not like we're really married here.
Hey, Buster, we shook on it.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Going home to Mother.
Oh, come on, Angela, please. Come on, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Come on, it was stupid. Really, I'm sorry.
Well, then why did you make the big deal about spending the evening with me when you really wanted to spend the evening with her?
Oh, it's not like that at all. I really don't mind spending the night with you.
Oh, you don't mind?
Angela, that's not what I meant. And Angela, look, I really, really want to be with you tonight.
You sure?
Yeah, honest. I just got carried away. Come on, Snookums.
Well, all right. I guess I did overreact.
Angela, it was all very innocent. I mean, one minute I was having a couple of drinks with the guys, next minute I was dancing with her, and I gotta admit, she's a pretty good dancer.
Yeah, I could see that, and doesn't hurt that she's got a great body.
Oh, she's got an outrageous body. An irresistible body. I mean, I could tell you about some times we had together. She pushed buttons and needles that I hardly knew I had. I mean, she put the tempt in temptation. I mean, we're talking total, sensual, primal gratification. Oh, wait. What are you doing?
Get out!
What?
Go! Be a primate!
Oh, come on, Angela. Put those my clothes on the floor.
If you and Betty want to satisfy your base lust, far be it from me to stop you. I'm not your keeper. I'm not your wife. And I am not going to your stupid ball game tomorrow!
So you're mad?
I'll tell you, boy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, stranger. What are you doing down here?
I was just taking my clothes for a walk.
Oh, I got you in trouble with wifey, didn't I?
Angela is not my wifey.
Boy, did I get you in trouble. Here, Tony, sit down. Look, we go back a long time. The last thing I wanted to do was to louse up your marriage.
Look, Betty, there is no marriage.
No, don't talk like that. Look, Angela's a good kid, maybe a little high-strung, kind of a dull dresser.
Look, can we just ban all the Angela talk, please?
Hey, not my subject of choice. So, what do you think of the Cubs trading Palmeiro? I mean, he batted 307 last season.
Get this. She's not coming to the game tomorrow.
Well, some women aren't into baseball.
Well, how about sleep? She's not letting me back in her room tonight.
Well, some women aren't into sleep. At least, not right away.
You know, this weekend was supposed to be fun. She said she couldn't wait to see me on the field, and then she tosses me out and calls me a primate.
Oh. That must be Betty.
Mother, I just want you to know that I'm coming home tomorrow. This weekend was a mistake.
What happened?
I kicked Tony out of the room because he kissed an old baseball friend.
So he's experimenting.
No, Mother, not that kind of an old friend. A sexy, red-headed old friend.
Well, you can't blame him for that, can you?
He wanted me to play at being married because he said she couldn't resist him. The truth is, he can't resist her.
Angela, Tony is a man. He has needs. Man cannot live by bread alone. And since you're not sharing your loaf, well, he had to go to another bake shop.
Thank you, Mother, for that colorful and disgusting metaphor. I will see you tomorrow. I'm not going to the ball game. I'm going to take the first flight out after the free breakfast.
Angela, step back and take a look at the big picture here. Now, you and Tony are best friends, and you do not miss the important days of your best friend's life. Hmm?
Goodbye, Mother.
Tony, maybe she'll show up at the game.
Who? I was just looking to see if they're going to bring any more sausage, you know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastry, Angela?
No, Betty. I don't want any of your baked goods. May I speak to you for a minute?
Sure, sure.
I have something that I want to say.
Well, look, I want to say something too. Look, about last night.
Please, I don't want to know. You don't owe me an explanation. We're not married. It's just that I came to see my best friend play ball, and I'm going to see my best friend play ball.
Really, Angela? Oh, that's great.
Oh. Well,
oh, look at this. The newlyweds are making up.
Thank you.
Oh. Come on, you guys. Now, it's not an official makeup until you kiss.
Come on. Huh? Oh, yes, Tony. Okay, I'm glad that's over, because I do not want that man bunking on my couch one more night.
Well, at least you got to sleep in the same room with him.
You mean...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, now you're getting the hang of it. Yeah. I say.
Oh, my. Oh, yes, I think the plaster in the ceiling is cracked.
Yeah, I think we should get that fixed right away.